And on the line, I have Dr. Sinead Byrne. Good morning, Dr. Byrne. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm good, thanks. Good to chat to you today.
And great to chat to you. Maybe we'll start off, can you tell us, what is heartburn? We all have an idea of what it is, but tell us exactly what it is.
So heartburn is a burning feeling. It literally is like that. Often in your chest area, it has sort of other symptoms like a sort of an acidy taste in the mouth. It can present with belching, just a feeling of fullness, bloating, sometimes even a cough if it's gone on for quite a while. And it happens when basically the acid in our stomach, which we need to digest our food after we eat, when that kind of splashes up into our esophagus or our gullet, into that pipe where it shouldn't be. And that acid in that area where it shouldn't causes that awful burning feeling. So typically, you know, somebody, you know, in pregnancy will have experienced it if they haven't, you know, outside of that. But so many people, I suppose that's the thing about it. So many people experience these symptoms and they don't even recognise that they have reflux. And I think that's why this campaign is brilliant. It's the fifth year running the heartburn awareness campaign. And, you know, I just think anyone listening, if you think you're one of those people who has some of those symptoms and is putting up with that, you don't have to put up with it. And it's not actually normal. So a third of people have reflux that would be listening right now to us, Michael. So I think even if those people were to recognise that, you know, they have a problem with reflux, we'll have probably done something good today, I think.
And, you know, we think of heartburn and we think of it as being kind of a minor thing. But some people really, really suffer with it. I know my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, she suffered with it for years and years and it was always there. Yeah. And it can be, make your life miserable.
Miserable. No, you're hitting the nail on the head, Michael. Absolutely. It restricts people terribly. You know, they're kind of almost afraid to eat certain things because they're afraid they're going to trigger an attack where they're going to literally be in agony for hours. But not only that, I think a big thing is, you know, during the night, if you're getting waking up with that burning feeling and an uncomfortable feeling in your chest and those sort of symptoms, it's going to disturb sleep. So people that are really suffering with heartburn often don't get a good night's sleep. And then they're exhausted the next day. They're frustrated and irritated because of these symptoms. And it hugely affects their quality of life. You know, it makes things miserable, really. And I suppose it's become a bit of a lifestyle problem. The reason I think that reflux is on the increase is it's the way we're living these days, Michael. It's because we're all really busy. We eat differently to how we used to eat. We're on the go. We're stressed a lot of the time. We drink an awful lot of coffee. We often don't take time to actually digest our food. And then typically people eat really late. You know, they're having dinners really late in the evening. By the time people have finished their dinner, it's almost time to go to bed. And of course, if you've got that vulnerability, if you're a third of the people listening now, you're going to have symptoms of reflux if you go to bed shortly after eating a heavy meal. So, yeah, very, very common. And it's a real problem of our lifestyle, I think. You know, we have to do everything we can to try and combat that and try and reduce stress. You know, try to take time to eat your food and, you know, eat smaller portions. There's plenty of things you can do to help. And obviously not smoking and trying to reduce the amount of alcohol you consume, that also helps.
Maybe just once again run through those kind of tips for reducing the symptoms.
Yeah, so I think it's a good idea to kind of monitor what you're eating, your intake during the day. It's a good exercise to actually even write down everything you're eating and how you felt afterwards, even to keep a little food diary. And you'll notice then that certain foods, you know, triggered you. Maybe it was the cup of coffee you had. Maybe it was how you felt after having a few pints of beer. So keep a track of that. Also, just don't eat too late. You need a window of about 3 hours between your last meal at night and when you go to bed. Otherwise, you're literally, you know, you're eating, you've got all this acid production in your stomach, and then you're lying horizontally too close to when you last ate, and that means the acid will just flush right back up and you get that awful taste in your mouth and that burning feeling. And then avoid rich, spicy foods and fatty foods. So some of the very rich desserts, all that kind of thing. But, you know, curries, that kind of thing, anything spicy, fatty or rich is not a good idea. And I would say eat slowly, try and reduce the size of the portions that you're eating. And then obviously try and cut down on the alcohol. You know, it's so easy for that to kind of climb up and be a normal part of your week. But for men, we say less than 19 or less than 17 actually standard drinks, which isn't a whole lot when you kind of look at how many standard drinks there is. There's 2 in pint of beer. And then I would say don't smoke. Try to stop if you are smoking. And then try to, if you're very inclined to get coffees very frequently, try and reduce that. Maybe have 1 coffee in the morning and just be mindful of what you are drinking later on, because that can be a real trigger. And then reduce stress in your life. So try to take a walk, go out for exercise. Not only will it help you cope with stress, but it'll also help you lose a little bit of weight if you do have weight to lose. And, you know, the other thing I would do is very much, and part of the campaign is to advise people to go in and speak to your pharmacist, because there is medicine available across the counter. Some of it, like, very kind of effective and, you know, powerful medication that, you know, if despite doing those lifestyle things, you need a helping hand, that's fine and a great idea to try in the short term. If it persists despite all of these medications, well, then certainly go in and chat to your doctor as well.
And are there any foods that will, you know, help that lessen the effect?
Yeah, well, certainly the kind of the acid neutralizing foods probably help, like yogurt, bananas, ginger, those kind of things. They'll kind of combat, say, if you're having, I guess maybe that's why people eat curries with yogurt. It sort of neutralizes that very the kind of acidic foods, so they do tend to calm the tummy. But at the same time, you know, if there's a persistent splashing of acid back, it's just going to be a temporary relief, but it certainly, there are some foods that will cool things down and calm things down a little bit.
And I think you noted there, eating more slowly and chewing your food.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, Michael, I'm sure yourself, you sit down, you're in work and you're meant to be on your lunch break and it's a working lunch. You're actually working as you're eating. I mean, I know I'm an offender of that. I mean, I tend to not even think about what I'm eating, and I'm kind of eating and doing something, typing, which is awful. So, yeah, certainly that does not help. So just taking time, you know, enjoying your food and taking that lunch break or the breakfast, sitting down and watching again the portion size, particularly if you're eating out in the evening. You know, if you're very busy and, you know, dining out as part of kind of work as well, then typically it's going to be rich food, too much, you know, and too late at night. So just watch that, watch the bread, watch the portion size, or you will pay the price, particularly if there's a bit of alcohol thrown in on top.
Well, as you can imagine, I grew up with 3 older brothers. So you can imagine 4 young boys sitting around the kitchen table and the food's put in front of us. And we're all trying to get as much into us as we can, as quick as we can, before the others get it. So,
That sounds healthy in a way, Michael. But I bet the food was probably healthy, you know, and it mightn't. You know, I think we ate differently years ago. It was probably simpler. It was probably, you know, there was less richness. You know, there wasn't maybe the same amount of cream and fat in them. Sometimes food was simpler and plainer. And now I think sometimes it's gotten a little richer, richer than what we really need, I think. You know, well, and certainly the portions, I think, have become bigger, you know.
Yeah, well, no, most definitely. It certainly was. I've nothing against plain, but it was plainer food. It was simpler
food. Yeah,
it was simpler food. There was no. I know. And growing up, that the only spices that went into food in our house were salt and pepper, and that was it.
Yeah.
There was no curries or anything
chilies.
Like that.
No, exactly. And you possibly weren't having croissants and a big volume of chips and all that kind of thing, you know, the
No.
fatty stuff as well,
No, no,
or
no, no.
creme brulees or that kind of thing. No, I mean, we're eating very differently. We really are now, and it's become normal. But I suppose there's people listening, Michael, that think that the symptoms they have are almost part of getting older, that they've turned 40 and it's okay to be belching and, you know, have a burny feeling, or really, you know, paying the price for going out the night before and eating and drinking certain foods, but they're actually dealing with on a daily basis and really suffering. And what my message to them is that that absolutely is not normal. And I guess that's what this campaign is about, to just be aware of it, that actually what you're feeling and these symptoms that are making you irritable without you even realizing it, it's quite possible that you're a sufferer of heartburn, probably untreated, and you know, your lifestyle isn't probably helping. And we all are very much have to fight against that. We have to engineer the healthy stuff into our lifestyle. You know, and help is at hand. You know, there's certainly medication out there. You can, if you've done the lifestyle stuff and it hasn't helped, or if it's very hard to kind of change everything in your lifestyle, well, then definitely it's a good first protocol to go into the pharmacist and see what's an offer, you know, and try something to help.
I was just listening to you there, and you were saying about creme brulee,
Oh
and that our creme brulee was blancmange when I was growing up. I don't Do you know what blancmange
bit of
is?
custard, was it? No.
It's a cornflour custard.
Oh yeah, love, which actually is kind of really nutritious. You're probably getting your milk, your calcium in it, but like not this, you know, incredible amount of fat. That, yeah,
Yeah, it was
that's the creme
blancmange.
brulee for
You had
sure.
your blancmange with a dollop
And you were
of
happy with it,
jam
I'm
on
sure,
top.
Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Couldn't get enough of it.
That, you know, bring back the old stuff. That's what I say.
That's it.
We need to get back to basics, I think.
Dr. Byrne, thank you for taking the time for chatting with us this morning. And I know a lot of people would say heartburn, you know, sure, everyone gets it, but no,
No.
it can be as something that really the bane of some people's lives. Maybe if could you tell the listeners if they want to get any more information on heartburn and the tips and that, where can they go?
Well, you know, there's some really good websites, patient.co.uk, but also like go in and speak to your pharmacist and try a few things. You know, there's a lot of information in there, and if symptoms persist, come in and chat to your GP. But I like the website patient.co.uk, I have to say. It's a really good one if you're looking for advice, sensible advice on a whole list of ailments.
Dr. Byrne, many thanks and for coming on and chatting with us this morning.
A pleasure. Thanks. Nice to speak to you, Michael.
And you
Thank you.
too. All the best. Bye
Bye
bye.
now.